You talked about a person being hard of hearing. Does this mean he can still hear sounds?
Oh, can hear sound, but I can't understand.
Uh-huh.
No, I can hear you folks talk here. I can hear you. Sounds all right.
Uh-huh.
But I won't understand anything.
Uh-huh.
Like this here. If there's reading there, I can get it.
Uh-huh.
Bunch of it. And I can sit right over here, and I can get the news and the weather.
Uh-huh.
Coming out here. But I can sit over there, I won't catch one word out of, I'll say out of 50. Won't understand nothing at all.
Mm-hmm. I bet Marvin could put some headphones on there so you could hear.
Oh yes, I can get some phones and hear it all right, but I won't do that.
Why not?
Oh, I don't... well, it's too much that I don't believe in. And for my part, I wouldn't have this on the place.
Oh.
Well, I've got this heaven, and they've got theirs in there.
Uh-huh.
And there's a radio and a television combined.
Uh-huh.
But I think they're in it's children.
Uh-huh.
And a whole lot of grown-up people. Because they've got the cows out here, their hogs, their chickens. That needing care,
mm-hmm.
They need feed. They'll sit here and look at this thing and put it off to the last minute. Well, the service got to break somewhere.
Huh.
Put it off the last minute, go and tend to the chickens. Now, I've always said that my cows and my horses and my chickens and my hogs and my dogs and my cats.
Uh-huh.
I couldn't understand what they were saying, but I said, if I don't go and tend to them, I don't know whether they'll call me bad names. I said, chances they're cussing me out to everything they can think of. And I said, they need their care before I need my care.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll go and take care of them and then come in and eat my own meat.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I've always been. Cows, everything, I'm going to tend to them, my livestock.
Mm-hmm.
Then I would on myself.
Well, of course, you don't have to watch the thing.
Oh, no.
But if you do want to watch it and listen to it, you'd have it then.
Yeah, I know what it is. It's all right if they use it in the right way.
Did you, I like mine for the news and the weather.
That's what I want with it, too. And when I was here, well, I could get it. But now this thing, when they're going to school, they'll come in from school. Turns on for this and for that, it's going, they'll get off and go out and run all over, and now they'll have it going, they'll be up there swimming, another one on, and this going, that radio will go going on there, television. That's in there, don't they? They haven't gotten wear and it don't make pictures of this.
Oh.
And they'll come in here to see this.
Uh-huh.
They'll have everything going, and there, another one in the house. I said, it's not costing much, but it costs.
Uh-huh.
What you get thrown away like
that. That gets me. My daughters, well, I'll turn it on for them. They have a program in the morning. They like Captain Kangaroo. Yes. I'll turn it on for them. I'll come around there and I'll look and they won't be there. I'll turn it off and they'll come back in and say, but Daddy, we just went to the bathroom or something like this.
Yeah, that's the way. They'll light a light. They'll outgo it and go. They even go off to Shawnee anywhere and leave the lights lit, and maybe two or three of them lit. And I tell them, they don't try to have anything, just trying to make good money and spend good money, well, that's all right. And it's not, say, necessary for them to be like I am nowadays, because, see, they're drawing their pay, and they're paying for their